I said, look what he says. He said, God is not unrighteous, huh? Look what he said, huh? Number two, to forget your work and labor of love. The Hebrew had suffered and served the Lord. God would not forget their situation, huh? God is a God of grace in this case. They had proved track record of serving. They had proved themselves of serving the Lord, huh? Serving to the Lord, huh? They did it because they loved the Lord. You got to do it because you love the Lord. We may feel tired and heavily burdened, but you do it because you love the Lord. And if you love the Lord gonna give you strength. Amen. The Lord gonna give you strength. If anybody ought to shout, ought to be my dignity, at least wave their hand. But you see somebody sitting down there and don't even move, my brother and sister, and you're in a ministry, the ministry ought to signify that you're working for the Lord. Amen. Even though we all get burdened down, we get tired, but you ought to say, Lord, I'm not doing it for man, I'm doing it for you. And I know you're gonna give me strength, huh? If we truly realize what real service is, we must not do things because we expect something in return, but do it from your heart. God still continue to encourage us. He gonna encourage you. When you get down and out, when you feel like your work is in vain, you ought to reach a little higher and say, for God I live, because God is not gonna, amen, leave you there unjust. Remember, if God be for you, who can be against you? The author want to remind us that God is not an unjust God. He will never forget your work. He will not forget that you stayed true to your ministry. You got to stay true and faithful to your ministry. Nobody shouldn't have to make nobody come to work, come to church. Every one of you in here, you ought to come because you love the Lord. You ought not come because of Pick Choose Sunday. You ought to come because you love the Lord. Because how you know it might be your last time? You never know, it might be your last time in church. Or you're at home. And if I'm going to leave out of here, I want to leave out of here saying, somebody saying that he was in the Lord's house, praising the Lord. Amen? But what can people say at your funeral if you never show up to church? Not picking, huh? I'm talking about saved people, huh? Sinners, that's all right for them, because when they come here, then we ought to welcome them and show them how good the Lord is, huh? But sometimes sinners come here and they sit on the side of you and see that you sit like a bump of the Lord, and they wonder, this where I am? And what happened? They're not going to come back because they don't feel no spirit by you. They don't feel no spirit. And they ought to come in here and feel the presence of the Lord in the church. Even when they're sitting by you, they ought to see you wave your hand. They ought to see you nod your head. They ought to see you stand up. They ought to see you do some kind of signify and say, the Lord is good, and I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Some kind of sign ought to be showing. Matter of fact, I say it over and over again. You mean you're going to waste all that time to get dressed and come here and don't even do nothing? You waste your time and God's time too. All that time to put all that makeup and all that perfume, all that cologne, all that doing your hair. I ain't got no hair, but that's okay. All that stuff to get dressed, and you come in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord, and just fold your arm, you know, and don't even move, you know. Don't even break a sweat. Don't even do nothing. You waste all of that time and God time, and don't even come giving no praise. You could have stayed at home. It got some people wish they can be here this morning. I dare you go check the hospital. Go to the nursing home. Some people wish they can be in the house of prayer. And you in your right mind, clothed in your right mind, got your right mind, and you will not praise the Lord. Something wrong with your ministry. Amen. And then some people say, well, I don't get emotionally, you know. I don't, you know. Well, let me tell you something. That come a time and time, God going to do something that you going to get emotional. You don't cry. God got a way of bringing some trouble to your house. Make you cry. He got a way of something to make you bring some tears to your eyes. You make a trip to the doctor, you might can tell your son, it make you cry. Because you know why? Because you're not rooted and grounded in the word of God, huh? When you're rooted and grounded in the word of God, my brother and sister, you ought to say, I'm happy to be at a house of prayer. To forget your work and labor, God would not do that, huh? My brother and sister, you must understand that your ministry and to your calling. He will never forget that even if we fall short in his glory, we are trying to live our lives according to Jesus. He will remember the faithfulness you have shown. The third thing which you have shown is right there in the Bible. Huh? They have demonstrated their work and labor of love for God's name. A name of love that could be seen. It was a manifested love. We can see evidence of it, huh? Go to James 2 and 18, and 1 John 5 and 2. We can see the real love right there. Then the fourth thing he say, towards his name, is right there in the Bible. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, is right there. His name, not your name. What they did for the saints were done for the glory of God. Huh? What we do for others, we do for God to get the glory. Not for to get the glory, huh? For God to get the glory. We do for God, huh? The word towards means directed to. Everything a believer does should be directed towards God's name, not your name. Amen? When you minister to somebody, don't start bragging, I brought them to church. You didn't do nothing. If God allowed you to minister to them in his name, in Jesus' name, the Lord brought them here through your ministry. Amen? A believer should be directed toward God's name, not our name, but his name has power. Your name don't have no power, but his name got power. If you don't believe it got power, I dare you call his name out. That's some power in Jesus' name. How many believe that? That's some power in Jesus' name. Amen? Can y'all follow my instruction? For 1 second, follow path instruction, okay? Now, everybody in here, you know your name, right? All right. At the count of three, say your name. 1, 2, 3. All right. At the count of three, I want you to say Jesus' name. 1, 2, 3. Jesus. That's power. There was no power in your name. That power in Jesus' name. What I'm trying to tell you, when you use Jesus' name altogether, that's some power. When you say in the name of Jesus, when you minister to somebody, you ought to say in the name of Jesus. yoke can be destroyed. Bounder can be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Huh? When you use Jesus' name, demon will tremble. Demon will got to flee and got to move because you're using his name. I doubt you use his name. You want to see your house grow? You want to see your family come together? I dare you use the name of Jesus, huh? I dare you say in the name of Jesus, I destroy this yoke in my family. I dare you use the name of Jesus. The problem is we're using our name. And without Jesus, you have no power. Amen? And then he said the fifth thing, in that you have ministered to the saint. To minister to the saint will be honored by God. God takes notice of those who minister to his family. Amen. The saints here are not people, look at this, who are personally holy by those who are set apart as God's own. A saint is anybody who is a believer or belong to the Christian family. We minister to folks. But you know our problem? We want to minister to people who we like and not those we don't like. Ooh. We want to minister to people who save but not those who not save. You can't beat us on the phone talking to people who save. By that you get on the phone talking to a non-believer. We go to the store, we're talking to people who save. But what about those who not save? Huh? We pass the bomb, the drunk, the addiction, the old got habits. That might be the time that you need to minister to them to let them know that God loves you and so do I. God can change the way you're living if you only commit your life to Jesus Christ. Huh? But you got to tell him, amen, turn to Jesus. He has the answer to your problem. If you need help, I know somebody who can help you. His name is Jesus because he helped me. If he helped me, he can help somebody else. Amen. Then he said the last thing, he said, and do minister. He's right there. Huh? You minister to the saint and do minister. All that in one verse. The unstable and mature Christian of Hebrew had not completely destroyed their life. They had ministered and even still ministering to the saints at the time of the writing of Hebrew. Their ministering to the saints was untiring. Don't make a difference what they had to go through. They still trusted God to bring them through. Even though nobody didn't pat them on the back, they trusted God that their ministry, real, amen, the real meaning of service is to minister to the unsaved. Jesus said, I didn't come for the saved, but I came for the lost. Those that lost need to hear the word of God. And you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, your work is not in vain. God had not forgot about you. But you got to trust him, believe. Sometimes it may seem, feel like you're all alone in your ministry. I feel like that sometimes. Like I'm all alone. And it's strange, Pastor Hardy, how they can pat everybody on the back. Suppose they look at you, they roll their eyes. Like you ain't done nothing. Not to them. But you did something to the Lord. Long you do it for God to get the glory. That's all that count. Everybody in here, you ought to do it for God to get the glory. And if God get the glory, that's all right. I'm satisfied.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you. We got the chill. Tell the facts.